The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan's Mel Pearson. The Wolverines were picked to finish second this season by conference coaches and placed three students on the preseason watch list, including unanimous selection Quinn Hughes. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yes, good morning, and I'm glad to be with you all. Really excited about the year. Obviously, I feel much more at ease going into this year than I was my first year last year. Just knowing the players so much better and obviously also knowing the Big Ten. I'd never been to some places in the Big Ten, and I think I got my eyes opened as a coach. So really looking forward to the season. Obviously, the Big Ten is starting to become the league. I think everyone was hoping that it would, and you're starting to see that now. And we were just talking the other day that it doesn't matter what building you go into or you look at that schedule, it's going to be a grind. And I think it only makes us all better as teams in the Big Ten. So we're excited at Michigan. We're looking forward to getting the year started. We're healthy, and I know our players are anxious and excited to get going.
Thank you, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Jeff Fennerin, South Bend Tribune.
Hi, Coach. I was wondering if you could give us a look at what you've done there during the preseason and who stood among the returnees, who's looking good for you, and among the newcomers, who's made an impression.
Yeah, thank you. And it's gone well. I've really enjoyed having the extra 2 hours on the ice versus last year. I think that's given us an opportunity to not feel as rushed or cramming some things in for practice. So it's been good in that sense. Obviously, everybody has started at a different time because of when school started. But I think this year we wish we played a little bit earlier. I think, you know, the 5 weeks has been a long grind here. Preseason, but as far as players, Quinn Hughes looks exceptional. I mean, you know, we weren't sure, we didn't know we were going to get back Quinn until I think it was the end of July, and I can speak for all Michigan fans and our program that we're excited to have Quinn back. He's looked fabulous so far in the preseason. Josh Norris is another player who has made big strides in the off season coming into this year, quicker, stronger. More confident on the ice. He's looked good. Will Lockwood, we're excited to get Will back. Will missed all the second half of last year as one of our top scorers before that injury, and he's back. I've just noticed Will, his body, he's much more defined, stronger, weighs more, but he hasn't lost anything in his quickness. So Will's looked good. Joseph Ciccone, our captain, is a player that I've seen make tremendous growth, not only on the ice but off the ice. He's, like I said, our captain this year. He's looked extremely good. Hayden Levine in practice, he came on the second half, really did a great job and helped us to get to the Frozen Four. Hayden is now a junior. He's finally an upperclassman, and I think he's got the confidence, and he's poised to have a really good year for us. As far as the newcomers go, Jimmy Lampert, a player from out in the BC Junior League. He's got skill. He's got vision. Skates well, competitive. He's looked good for us. I think that's really the guy that has come in as a freshman. But there's been a couple other guys. But our team in general, just our overall practices compared to a year ago when I took over, are so much better. Just the pace, the energy. We really haven't had a bad day, knock on wood, in practice yet. Usually this, you know, when you go this long with practices, you're expecting to have a day you hit the wall, and for whatever reason, our team has not had that, and I think that's just, I think part of it, the excitement here, and also, it goes to the leadership of this team, making sure the team is ready to get the most out of every day we're on the ice.
Thank you, Mel.
Yeah, thank you for the question.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Declan Goff, Minnesota Hockey Magazine.
Hey, Mel, your sophomore Jack Becker last year as a freshman, he was freshman athlete of the year, and he had a pretty nice season. Where do you see his game going into his sophomore year?
Well, he's one of the guys I should have mentioned. He's probably our most improved player. First half of the year, he didn't have a goal. last year, came back, really had a strong second half for us. Was probably on our top line, or the line that played the best in the Frozen Four game in St. Paul. He's made tremendous strides. What I like about Jack is he just does everything the right way. He wants to be a player. He trains hard. He's an exceptional student. He's a consummate student athlete. But he's had tremendous growth in his game. And we were just commenting the other day, we'd like one of Jack Becker on every line, just because of what he brings to the table. Not only the size, the physicality, the work ethic, the compete, and then he's got a real good touch around the net. But tremendous growth. Jack's had tremendous growth.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Eric Vigo, The Athletic.
Coach Josh Fenton from the NCHC this week said that he's pushing for some recruiting legislation to slow down early recruiting. What's your perspective on the state of recruiting right now in college hockey?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's a tough question. I don't like it. I don't like where we're at as far as recruiting. I've been at this 36 years. I like the old days when you really didn't recruit kids till their senior year of high school. I think it gave the young people, the student athletes, an opportunity to make an educated, informed decision. It helped the schools get to know those student athletes. It also helped the schools, you know, watch the potential and the growth and where young people are at their senior year. It's got out of control. It's out of control right now, and we're all part of the problem. I'm part of the problem. I think every school is. We're all in this together. I don't like it, but it is what it is. We have to deal with it and try to, you know, do the best job we can. But anything we can do to slow down the early commitments, I'm all for. And I know we're dealing with major junior and there's some other outside influences that we have in our sport. But to me, it's gotten out of control, and we're all in this together.
Do you think there's any specific rules that could be put in place to help?
Well, it's interesting. You look at other sports, you know, and, you know, football's interesting because they recruit right up until the letter of intent. And then you'll see kids, they might have committed somewhere, but they're still taking official visits to other, you know, schools. I think we should have some sort of rule where you can't start contacting them. I guess your junior year is fine, but up until that point, I think it should be wide open and, you know, you right up until someone signs a letter of intent, you know, you should be able to recruit up until that point. And that's anything we can do to slow it down. It's just really out of control right now.
And I'm
part of that problem, so I'm not pointing fingers at anybody else, but I think we can all do a better job there.
And again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question is from Nathan Wells, The Athletic.
Hi, Coach. Last year, your team had a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, being picked six. You don't obviously have that this year, being picked second, coming off of a Frozen Four berth. How do you just kind of continue to play well after, with the expectations that come with being the hunted, not the hunter?
Yeah, we talked about that. It's a lot. I don't want to say it's a lot easier, but sometimes it's easier when you're chasing someone, but instead of being chased. And you know, it's good. They're just polls. It's flattering, but at the same time, we know we still have a lot to prove. And I think that's the biggest thing. We talk about continued growth. I mean, you know, there's always the next game. There's always the next week. There's always the next season. You can never be satisfied. You can feel good about, you know, the rankings and whatnot, but you always have something to prove, and that's our motto here. We always have something to prove, whether you're picked first or picked last. You always have something to prove, and I think that's our motto here is that we're not interested in being good because we want to be great. And you know, we've got a lot to prove here. We didn't win anything last year. We didn't win the Big Ten. We didn't win the playoffs. You know, we didn't win the national championship. We didn't win the GLI tournament. You know, we had a good year, but we're not satisfied.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep, thank you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and best of luck this season.
Okay. Thanks, everybody.